Some people say I'm a no count, others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh yeah, doing what I think I should. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. I spend it fast as I can for a railing song and a good guitar. The only thing that I understand, no more. The only thing that I understand. When I was a little baby, my mama said, hey son, travel where you will and grow to be a man and sing what must be sung. Oh boy, you've got to sing what must be sung. And I don't give a damn about a greenback or dollar. I spend it fast as I can for a wailing song and a good guitar. The only thing that I understand, oh boy, the only thing that I understand. Now that I'm a grown man, I've traveled here and there. I've learned that a bottle of brandy and a song, the only ones who ever care, who pour, the only ones who ever care. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. I spend it fast as I can. Just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh yeah, doing what I think I should.
Thank you. As Mike said, we have been together 10 years, and
it's been that long.
I'm the new guy. I joined him 6 years ago, and I get all the free albums I can eat. But we like to present Bob Shane now. Silver Threads Among the Gold. Doing the most requested Kingston Trio song over the... Did you want a chair?
Fell off.
Oh. For the past 10 years, this has been the most requested Kingston Trio song. Now, Bob Shane, Down Memory Lane. Scotch and soda.
If we get this thing in tune, I'm going to have it welded. And soda, mud in your eye. Maybe do I feel high on me? Oh my, do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. The spell you've got me in. Oh my, do I feel high? People won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. should feel the way I do, still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes, oh me, oh my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
Just taped an Andy Williams show, is that right?
Right, we just flew in this morning. Last night we taped it, and it'll be shown...
When?
February 5th.
I got to say something. As far as I'm concerned, that's the best musical show on television.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh,
great. 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 Great.
He spends a little more on sets than we do.
I'd like to say it's the second best.
Pardon?
It's the second.
Second best? What's the first?
Dean Martin.
Oh.
Person.
Keep those cards and letters coming in, Frank.
May I say something? That's tonight about the day Mike Douglas. maybe, who knows? Maybe I don't mean it, but I want to keep his job. What am I?
Keep the cards and letters coming, folks.
He's just looking for a new pair of shoes.
You know,
I love them. Are we in color?
No, not yet. No.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, great.
Tell me when.
I want. We can't go in the.
Not.
We're having some
me.
Problems. See, I photographed plaid. I want to ask you about working together and traveling together and having to live together on the road. I mean, do you guys purposely kind of stay away from each other when you're traveling? Seriously?
Yes.
No, I'm serious about that.
Not really.
Because it's healthier, together. I think. Now, you do stick together?
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the same room, you know.
No.
We all have separate rooms and, you know. There are some groups that travel around and they all, you know, to save money or something, like they all, you know, bundle into one room with sleeping bags and things, and it's...
No, the only reason I'm serious about that question, because I once did an act with another fella, and it's... I don't think it's healthy when you're together all the time and
sure
then work together. You get so you hate each other, you know.
It's murder, really.
It's good for
one
acts
time,
to say several, because each one is still an individual.
That's
and then
the
when you meet at night to get the job, if you have one,
right,
then all right. If you don't have a job, bunch up. You
yeah,
know.
And rehearse a lot.
That's right.
One more quick... I should get on, but I have one more quick question. It's important. I know you do. You've been working a lot of colleges around the country for the last 10 years. Have you noticed much of a change on the campuses around the country?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Well, 10 years ago, it was all the college drinking songs and a lot of frat parties. And now things like Blowing in the Wind... They're very politically aware now that they weren't 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Politically and aware in all
veins, really.
Socially
aware.
Opening their minds and bothering to think, you know.
And it's a great
instead
audience,
of just bula bula, you know,
that's
which
marvelous.
Is, I think it's great.
Did you say very receptive audience, too?
Oh,
great.
Boy, that's
great.
Great.
Yeah.
We're going to come over and see you at the Latin Casino, but right now we're going to get you to work again, okay, guys?
Okay, fine.
What's this
sure.
called?
This is a song written by a boy down in West Virginia that John sang a couple of years ago, and it was number one on the Country and Western Hit Parade for several weeks, and it's called The Reverend Mr. Black.
Okay, yeah. He rode easy in the saddle, he was tall and lean, and at first you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong, but when look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could reach hot hell and freeze in snow. He carried a Bible and a canvas sack. Folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Soft and had any yellow up his back. gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and it wasn't a fray. Well, he kicked open the meeting house door and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. Cut him down like a big old tree when he said, "You got to walk that old valley. You got to walk it by yourself, for nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself." Well, it's been many years since we had to part. I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where you